what's on the floor now. Alberto, you want to bring up the BAI budget?
Yes, sir. Let me give a brief explanation on the WBAI budget and the process that we went through over a period of practically five meetings, and I'll set this way. The budget was brought forth by the treasurer, R. Paul Martin, before the committee. It came, and also by Bertolt Reinhardt, it came with a central services line item of 5%. Okay? So that was the first number that popped up to us. Their budget is falling this year for 5% central services payment. It also called for a special contingency plan that had to deal with fundraising, and because the plans that the general manager of the radio station couldn't prove the income because it has never been tried. There's a fundraising plan that is in place currently, but we did not allow it to go into the budget because it was not proven, of about $140,000. If we look at central services coming in at 5% as opposed to 19.5, and if we look at the contingency fundraising plan, the brackets, the red ink, the shortfall in the 2011 budget at WBAI is right around $250,000, $230,000. So the budget, that was the closest that the finance committee, working with the general manager of WBAI, the representatives on the National Finance Committee, that was the best we could get to trying to balance the budget. Before we adopted the budget as presented, and in order to make an effort to try and show the critical situation, there was a resolution adopted in executive session that is appended to the budget that is before us. And it's a very simple it's a very simple resolution that the National Finance Committee sent to this board for their consideration. Of course, it was adopted in executive session, and of course, it has to deal with staffing situations at WBAI. Supposedly, there should be a copy of the resolution of the meetings of the 7th, the 16th, and the 21st in your mailboxes there, and you can read the resolution. I would like to talk about the resolution, but I don't think it is proper, and you will understand what that resolution means, not only to the WBAI budget, but also to the whole process of Pacifica. Chief Financial Officer Williams voted no on that particular resolution because it is the policy of the National Office not to adopt budgets that are in the red, and this budget is definitely in the red. But we felt, at least the members that voted in favor of the resolution, felt that this was the best that could be gotten out of the situation in New York. And I would like to talk to you persons on that particular executive session resolution, because it will tell what the situation is, not only in New York, but throughout the network.
Mr. Chair, we're out of time.
We're out of time for this discussion, so we either have to vote immediately on the BAL budget, or I'll entertain a motion to extend time if people want
to
do that.
Motion to extend for 10 minutes and a brief information.
And Summers is back if I can.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
I move
okay,
the table.
There's an objection to extending time for 10 minutes.
There's tremendous noise on the line. I don't know what it's from. Like a scraping sound.
That sounds like crackling. I don't know what it is either. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Point of information before we answer that question?
Yes.
Would it be appropriate at this point to bring a motion to move this all into executive session so that we can hear from Roberto? Alberto, I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay. No problem.
Yeah. I don't see why not. This is a motion to postpone consideration till executive session, which was coming up.
So moved.
Okay, so... let's see. Is there any... We were in the middle of taking a vote on whether or not to extend time. And formally, we should do that first before we take any further motions. However, is there any objection to moving this into executive session as the first item on the agenda? Okay, hearing none then, that's what we'll do. So the next item on the agenda, we have only 5 minutes if we don't extend time for the entire open meeting, is the Elections Committee. Bill, you're scheduled for 10 minutes for that. Would you like to go ahead?
I'm going to pass. I'm going to let some others go. We have more critical things, I think, right now.
Okay.
If anybody has any questions, just email me, please.
Okay. The next item would be the Audit Committee. You know, so you had scheduled 10 minutes, Nia.
Okay. Thanks very much. Actually, I might not even need the 10 minutes, but I just want to bring to the Board's attention, the Audit Committee met, I forgot when we met in December, with the new auditor, Ross Wisdom, that the Board voted on. And I to your attention that there's a going concern problem. And for those people who don't understand what a going concern is and why we have a going concern, it basically means that if we don't do things differently, then possibly we need to, we're not going to go out of the business, but we need to make some adjustments and some things I won't say here as to what we could possibly, we'll possibly have to do. Because for 3 years, we've had negative cash flow, as we all know. And as of December 30th, I think he said that we had negative working capital. What that means is that our liabilities exceed our assets. And we have no approved budgets for 2011, right? But most importantly, what Ross Wisdom said that we have no concrete turnaround plan to address this going concern. So I want to be sure that everybody's clear that I did communicate this to you. And, you know, some of the things that we're talking about, to me, are sort of not as important as this. And I think we really need to pay attention to this. I have been asking, as you guys know, since last year, that we should have a real sound plan, that we should talk about how we're going to get out of this financial crisis. And now here we are, that we will have a going concern on our audit report. That's it.
Okay, thank you. We do actually have two approved budgets, KPFT and KPFA.
Point of information.
We need to have them all approved.
Yeah,
I'd like to
ask
that.
What was the point of information? Who said that?
Maybe it's not a point. Well, it's a question for Nia, so
yes, that's an order.
Okay. And my question is what does it mean technically and legally to have a report of a growing concern?
Going concern problem.
Going concern.
Right. Well, legally, I am not a lawyer, and I won't pretend to be one. But what I can say is that basically we need to get our act together, and we need to have concrete plans as to how we're going to have working capital. We have negative working capital of $4 million. We need money. And that's
Sean Brustak.
Point of information.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, just so did that answer the question, Sophia?
I don't know. I have enough information to be able to follow it up. I'm not satisfied with the response, but I'll listen to the questions that others. And
what were the other points of information?
And did you get
permission? Yes. Richard.
I'm not sure who's first on this, so please.
Richard.
Okay. Richard.
My point of information was what happened to the affiliate task force report?
We haven't got to it yet.
It's before audit.
No, we changed that. Did we change that?
No, we didn't.
No.
No, we did not.
We did not change it. I'm sorry.
You cannot be serious.
my mistake. Sorry. We had that whole discussion. I thought that we had actually approved that, but we didn't. I don't really remember, but I'll take your word for it that we didn't. Okay. So that was out of order.
May we just finish with
point of information, Mr. Chair?
We are out of time. For the open session. Motion to extend for how long, sir?
10 minutes.
15.
15 minutes. Is there a second for that?
Second, Kimmery.
Welcome back, Kimmery. Okay, is there any objection to extending time for 15 minutes?
Yes.
That was Afia?
And Tracy.
Tracy, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to have to go to a motion to extend time. It requires two-thirds. Afia, would you call the roll?
Okay, before I do that, could I what was the action that was taken on the BAI budget?
It was postponed until the executive session. The discussion was postponed. I don't think we can approve it in executive session, but the discussion was extended. It was postponed until executive session.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Yes, I had a point of information which relates to the report that was just given out of order, regarding the audit, and that is why the recommendations, the standing rule recommendations I made were proposed because of the problems that we have in terms of our overall financial situation.
I also have a point of information on that.
Okay, and try to make it a point of information. That wasn't. Go ahead.
That wasn't.
No, this, are you talking to me?
Ask me a question.
No.
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, I'd just like to know why the audit committee hasn't come up with at least a draft plan. I would think that would be part of the responsibilities of the audit committee as a former member. Thank you.
This is Leah George.
Yes, go ahead.
That's not the audit committee's responsibility. It's the CFO's responsibility to do that.
I heartily disagree.
LaVarne,
we're not going to get into a discussion
LaVarne
about that.
LaVarne on the line. LaVarne on the line. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, okay. May I just comment? That each year, each report, we are working toward this budget. This budget is the instrument for your overall plan to produce and to get back to solid financial footing. And the question was, what does that mean about a question about whether there's a going concern? It means that if we try to get funds in an open market, credit market, we would have a serious problem getting those. That when we actually start getting CPB funding, our CPB funding will go down because they have targets in terms of how much funds we can raise. And I think that, again, and in terms of what we are addressing, and if you saw the information on the fund drive during the end, Arlene talked about it, you can see that actually fundraising, which is, again, I've said many times, is the means for us to get out of our financial malaise, is to do effective fundraising. And during this period, this holiday period, it actually paid off. Like at KPFA, there were some changes made. I'll wrap it up. 2 seconds. KPFA, changes were made. They raised $361,000 over 5 days. That's what it requires. That's what the budget is. That's the blueprint to get us out of that. And we have to accept that and work it to make it happen.
Okay. Point of order. We set the point of order.
Point of order is that we've tabled this. Are we supposed to come to consideration of this executive session, and we have a motion on the floor to extend time to do with other things on the agenda.
We tabled the BII thing, and this was actually questions on the audit committee report, which was sort of out of order, but we did it, so there we are. So I think there's nothing amiss about that. However, we are about to go to a vote on, and that's what we should, if there are points of information, it should be about that. We're about to go to a vote on whether to extend time for 15 minutes. You're quite correct about that. So can we do that? If we don't do that, we will go immediately into executive session. And that's where we'll be. Okay, so, Afia, would you call the roll on extending time? And it requires 2/3.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Luera?
Yes.
Richard Giesel?
Yes.
Mia Bediaco?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yeah.
Jennifer Jaeger?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
Oh, you said pass. Alonzo Brown, Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kemmery Orendorf?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
I'm sorry, I was on mute.
And your vote is?
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Isia Wangaza? No. Rico Ross?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Joseph Gonzalez?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Shram Agmir?
Abstain.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You've got to pass.
Oh.
You've got to pass.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Alex Steinberg.
Can somebody recapitulate what we're voting on?
It's whether to extend time for 15 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, no's. And 1, 2 abstentions.
How many yeses were there again, Afia?
15.
Okay, so the motion passes. So reset your clock for 15 minutes.
Okay.
We were in the middle of
point of order.
Audit committee report. Give that 5 more minutes.
Do you have some on the staff?
And who said point of order?
Alberto.
Okay, Alberto.
I thought, and again, it doesn't matter, but I just wanted to bring it up. I thought we had kind of nodded that we had skipped the affiliate report. Do we want to go do the affiliate report, or shall we just finish the audit sir. It's your determination.
I, having made the mistake, I thought we should complete the audit report and then go back to the affiliate report.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
We have time to do both.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for
Nia? Summer?
She was completed with her report. Go ahead, Summer.
Thank you.
Campbell?
I guess I'd just like to say, I mean, I agree completely in terms of the precarious position our network is in, and I would like to ask George if we could have, when we go to the WBIA budget in the executive session, I would like to say something about what's gone on with the budget process this year in terms of the stations producing budgets and having them 4 months after the new fiscal year, because I think...
It's surely in order, not a problem.
So if I may, as chair of the Finance Committee, I would like to say something, because, it really does know where we find ourselves economically and how we function as an organization are intrinsically linked. Thank you.
Campbell.
Yes. I just wanted to mention that the particular recommendations, while they didn't go to the Audit Committee... and, you know, we're not in a position to be passed by the Audit Committee, the recommendations for standing rules that I shared with the board at our last meeting and again today go straight to the point that Sean was raising with regard to why the board being involved in strategic planning in terms of heightening its level of financial accountability and fiduciary responsibilities. There are six specific recommendations in there that I think we can help the next board begin to have a roadmap to getting out of the situation that we're in now.
Okay. Any other questions for Afia or comments about it?
No.
Not Afia, for Nia. Sorry.
Rico to the stack.
Rico, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to support what Nia was saying. This is something that I thought of when I first came to the board, too. As we are a very left board and organization, but there are some things that have to be done in a very conservative manner, and finance happens to be one of those. And we have been getting away with living, paycheck to paycheck for a long time, but that really shouldn't be the way of doing business. And I think all it really requires is organization, a plan and to be organized. And that comes from the board as well as the staff. And I think it's going to require work in it. But once it's done, I think it'll make life a lot easier for all parties concerned moving forward.
Okay. Any other comments for Nia? Okay. Let's move on then to the affiliates task force report. Jim, you were going to present that, I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Go ahead. You got 10 minutes.
All right. You all should have received the new affiliates task force structural organization that was submitted by the task force for approval to the PNB, and it was first sent on December 9th, 2010, after our last task force meeting. Regularly scheduled task force meeting. Reminder that the task force was directed to restructure itself by the PNB, and that, in fact, the restructuring process took place in subcommittee that was done in open meetings. Everyone was welcome to attend, and it was adopted at the regular, well-noticed monthly meeting of the task force and passed unanimously. I can read that... submission if you want, or you can read it yourself, whatever you prefer.
How long is it? How long will it take?
It's a page.
Well, go ahead. We have an audience, too, so I think it's...
Point of information, yes. Would it be possible to resend it? I can't search that far back.
Okay, it was actually resent today by Richard, but I will be glad
I'll
to
do it.
Again, he sent it 2 hours ago.
Okay, Richard will
do it
again. Go ahead. Jim, please read it for us.
Sure. The Affiliates Task Force focuses on understanding, communication, and expansion of the Pacifica Affiliates Program. It shall be an advisory group to the Affiliates Coordinator, the two elected affiliate directors, and to support Pacifica's Affiliates Program. The Task Force is unique because it includes Pacifica's clients, affiliates, as well as Pacifica. This is due to the fact that the affiliates are not only clients receiving services from Pacifica, but also partners in collaboration in the democratic media movement. The mission, consistent with the Pacifica mission, the task force mission is to facilitate communications between all parties within Pacifica and the Pacifica affiliate network and to advance the practice and pursuit of sustaining and expanding grassroots community radio. The task force shall strive to increase the capacity of the Pacifica affiliate network through an exploration of mutual benefits by working together, sharing programming, resources, information, and economic stability. Membership. Anyone from an affiliate station or Pacifica's network is welcome to participate in the task force as long as they follow the four principles stated below. One, participants respect the responsibilities and authority of affiliates' general managers in their contractual and financial relationships with the Pacifica Foundation. Two, participants respect the responsibilities and authority of Pacifica staff in their contractual and financial relationships with affiliate stations. Three, participants respect the responsibilities and authority of members of the Pacifica National Board. Four, Pacifica staff and board members and affiliate general managers, if they are involved, respect the right and responsibility of the task force to organize itself as it sees fit to be most effective and to make recommendations as an advisory body. Voting, co-meeting facilitators, and monthly meetings. When voting is involved, only task force members who have attended three consecutive meetings, the meeting of the vote and two meetings immediately prior to the vote, shall be allowed to vote. The task force will elect co-meeting facilitators who shall be PNB directors and a secretary who shall be any member of the task force. In order to select permanent yearly facilitators, there shall be a pro tem facilitator for the first three meetings. The task force shall meet a minimum of once a month. Policy recommendations. Most of the task force work is collaboration, information gathering, and communication. In order to secure institutional support from the network, there may occasionally be a need to make policy recommendations to the PNB and or staff. Task force reports. All task force reports and communications shall be first approved by the task force. Operation and subcommittee structure. The task force provides a forum for input and discussion about the needs of affiliates and Pacifica and for developing the affiliates network. It provides a support system for this process. It also works on individual advisory projects. These are implemented by subcommittees in coordination with the affiliates coordinator. Subcommittees currently being recommended include but are not limited to a survey subcommittee for gathering information about affiliates' needs and a subcommittee for financial development. These are being recommended in response to needs that have become evident during the past year. And that is the entire one page. And I would like to call for a vote of this, and if we need motivation, I would like to ask Campbell to motivate it, as he is one of the people that worked on the subcommittee that came up with this proposal.
Okay, so we're approving this proposal as a structure for the Affiliates Task Force. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, Campbell, go ahead, motivate it.
I heard a point of information.
Point of information there was, yes.
I'm sorry. Good, Kathy.
I was wondering, is this going immediately to a vote, or is there going to be an opportunity to ask questions?
Well, we had 10 minutes.
We were able to ask questions in the last one.
How much time have we got left, Bill?
About 4 minutes.
Okay, so we have brief questions. Perhaps extend time for a few minutes if people want to ask more.
So does the motivating come before the questions or the questions?
Yes, the motivating comes before the questions, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Good, Campbell.
Oh, okay. The motivation of this is twofold. One is to address the challenges and needs of Pacifica and to facilitate its growth and development. Secondly, in parallel context with this, is to facilitate the development and success of our affiliate stations. And so therefore, when you get down into the weeds of the structure, you've got the basics there, but there are two committees that we looked at. One would be a research committee, which will determine and work with our affiliates coordinator to identify concerns that the stations express themselves in terms of what they would like to see happening. The second committee, that's a survey committee. The second committee is a research, and this would be focused on enterprise areas, whereby either through grants, through loans, through combinations of these, the viability of the stations can be improved, and also the ability of Pacifica to provide services for the stations. Those are the primary areas of interest and concern, but any other questions I think that we can very, you know, easily respond to.
Okay. Kathy, did you want to ask a question?
Yeah, the question that I wanted to ask is, in this page, I don't see where it begins to set up a representation for the affiliates, and I'm wondering if that was addressed in this whole process.
Jim, do you want to respond? Or
yeah, Jim addressed that, I think.
No. Well,
membership for the task force is open.
No, I wasn't speaking to membership, if I might clarify.
Oh.
Speaking to representation, which is something else that had been discussed this year. So representation meant that there would be that members of the committee would broadly represented by, or the affiliates would have a broad opportunity to be represented in the committee.
Well, certainly the operations and subcommittee structure points to working more with individual affiliates and addressing their needs and setting up the survey for gathering the information about their needs, and also the subcommittee for financial development in ways of directly involving affiliates across the country.
I see it for Stack.
Yeah, it's point of information for
okay.
Sean.
I see it's on the Stack. What's your point of information, Sean?
Barn.
Yeah, two quick questions. Does this committee have co-chairs? Am I correct in that assumption?
Currently it does, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Then I hope we get to hear from AFIA. Thank you.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, so was there someone else had a point of information?
LaVarn,
yes, go ahead. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just a point of information. Campbell had made a statement, something about loans or something, about... What was that comment?
Yes, this there would be a, in terms of research, there would be a search for opportunities that would be not just in so far as grants, but also in so far as loans that might be secured by the individual affiliate stations. This would not be loans that would be secured by, you know, Pacifica, unless it, of course, goes through the approval process of Pacifica, and if the subject matter of the loan and the execution of it would be appropriate for, say, a joint project or joint venture. But we would be open to looking at the opportunities that each individual station might have in regard to enterprises that they would undertake. And we would be supportive of that because it will strengthen the stations, and the stations that we're affiliated with strengthening them will translate also into strengthening Pacifica.
Point of information to Jim.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good.
That last exchange of question and answer might have been confused that this task force has some kind of ability or seeks some kind of ability to gather a loan, and that's not true,
no.
Is it?
That
no.
is absolutely not true. It,
no.
It's not within our responsibilities or authority.
Thank
you. An advisory group.
Sophia.
We're out of time.
We'd have to go for a vote or extend time on this. Is there a motion to extend time, and for how much?
Motion to extend for 10 minutes. Thank you.
Is there any objections? Oh, is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes, I object.
Yes.
Objection.
Okay, so would you take a vote on that, Effia?
Mr. Chair.
Shram Agmir.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Andrea Turner. Joe Gonzalez. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Pass.
Summer Reese.
Abstain.
Rico Ross.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Luera.
No.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Nia Bediako.
Oh gosh, I'm conflicted. Come back to me, please.
Kathy Davis.
They postponed it.
Pass.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Can I? Point of information, yes is to extend, no is not to extend?
Correct.
I apologize. I might have abstained on the wrong thing there. How long are we moving to extend?
10 minutes.
Thank you.
Could we clarify yes and no and the length of the extension? I'm confused.
Yes is to extend. No is to not extend. The extension is for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Campbell.
Good.
Hi. I'm sorry. Did you call me? I was muted.
Yes, I did call you. How do you vote?
I vote yes to extend.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Timmy Orendoff?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jen Bennett?
Yes.
Okay, Shram, we had you pass?
I said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Leslie, you pass? Leslie?
Abstain.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Kathy?
Yes.
Nia?
Yes.
And I vote no. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's. And 1, 2 abstentions.
Okay, I'm going to vote yes. That makes it 6 to 12, which means that it just passes. Okay, we have 10 more minutes on this. Afia, you have the stack. You're first in the stack. I have Afia, LaVarne, and Tracy wanted to speak.
And Nia, George.
Nia. And please take and only a minute apiece.
Campbell.
I want to speak in opposition to this proposal. First of all, I think that it's inappropriate as presented as a committee report, number one, in light of the fact that a part of the resistance has been whether or not this formation is a committee and thus subject to the bylaws of this organization and Robert's Rules of Order. Secondly, that the notion that the task force is going to raise money for the affiliate when the organization itself, Pacifica itself, is in dire financial straits is just nonsensical, and it's an insult to us as affiliates when we know both that that's not going to happen, despite the fact that it's repeatedly said among the many promises that have been made, including cooperative buying, about which not only has there not been any research, but no effort, and is not likely in either instance to occur in light of the fact that if fundraising or funding was going to be done, it would be done for Pacifica first and foremost. The proposal is, with the exception of Jim Bennett, who is largely more affiliate in name than in substance, that there has been no affiliate review. And not only, and it has been intentionally not distributed among affiliates for affiliate response, addressing none of the issues that affiliates have repeatedly called for currently and in the past in already existing surveys.
Afia, would you limit
Mr.
your time?
Chair.
So I move that this proposal be tabled until affiliates can in fact respond to it.
Point of order.
Point of order. What's your point of order, Campbell?
Yes, it seems in the way that we practically operate, it would make no sense to be presenting something to affiliates that isn't something that the body, that the board, the PMB, hasn't decided is
a, not
a
point of
strategy that it would want to go forward with.
It's not a point of order. He's correct. You're arguing the point. Unfortunately, you can't do that with a motion to table. We just have to. It's not discussable.
It's
just have to go to a vote on.
Point of information.
Bill?
Wasn't this approved unanimously by the task force after a well-publicized meeting? Did Jim say that?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information.
Yes, Summer.
How many affiliate members are on this task force, just for clarity?
Jim?
Affiliate members would be me and Afia.
Okay, so there were no other affiliates that like participated in discussion with this?
No.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
May I respond on that also?
Point of information.
To the question you can respond, yes.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Yes.
Ursula has been working very closely with us on developing this, and I know that she has had discussions with a number of the affiliates as we've gone forward. So this hasn't been something that's been taking place in the dark away from affiliates or that's been kept secret from them. And I'm sure that there's been discussions, you know, that she has had, and she'd be willing, I'm certain, to participate in this meeting if, you know, there was any thought that there would be a concern.
Okay, we have a motion to table on the floor.
Point of information?
Yes, Kathy?
I'm sorry, I had been saying that for a while. The meeting that this was adopted at, is it safe to presume that meeting had quorum?
Sure.
Okay. Jim?
Okay.
That's not true. That is an ongoing battle. You all deny the necessity for quorum.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. May I respond to that question?
No.
Jim, the question was quorum. We got two different answers, one from one co-chair and one from the other. Yes, Richard, you could clarify that.
I was at that meeting. It was very much a quorum. Quorum is more than half. I think that the bitterness that you can see in this these last few comments is the reason that we need to adopt this and move on.
Are there any other questions? Okay, hearing none. Afia, would you take the role of the motion?
If quorum is half, then there was clearly no such thing as quorum. And quorum has not existed in this body in at least the past 6 months.
I respectfully disagree.
Okay.
This is Tracy.
This is a question about we're not going to resolve here. What we have in front of us is a motion to table. It isn't discussable. We've been discussing it, but it isn't really. Can we move on and take the vote on that? Afia, would you call a roll on this? A yes vote is to table. A no vote is not to table.
Okay, just a moment. I need to get another piece of paper.
So, George, the old stack is dead because of the table?
Well, if it's tabled, everything's dead, yes. Otherwise, it's LaWine, Tracy, Nia, and Campbell.
All right.
Go ahead.
Strom Agnew. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes. Can you repeat what we're voting on?
We're voting on whether or not to table this resolution to support the affiliates' task force structure.
All right, thank you.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Hello.
I heard you. Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Summer Reese.
Pass.
Rico Ross.
Pass.
See,
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Luera. Can't hear you, Alberto.
Oh, no. I was muted.
Richard Giselle?
No.
Nia Bediaco? Can't hear you, Nia. Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
Kimmery Orendorf.
Oh, thank you. Kimmery Orendorf?
Abstain.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Wangaza? Yes. Shram Agmir? Leslie Radford
voted no.
She did.
I did indeed.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Okay, is Shram, are you still
Rika
here?
Rico, Nia.
Oh, yeah, Rico passed through when I did.
Okay, that's why I had two passes.
It's all those R last names.
Okay, Rico, what is your vote?
Rico abstains.
And Nia Bediaco.
No.
Is Sean still on the line?
See, I'd like to change my vote to no. I mean to yes, to table.
Thank you.
What is the vote, Defia?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, yes.
What is that?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10 no's and 1, 2 abstentions.
Could we have a recount on that? Because my count
was
very
different. Because I have to agree with George. I did not get that vote.
Well, somebody, what
did
you
call
the
names off, Afia, and how they voted, and if they didn't vote that way, then we'll know.
Okay. Schramm did not vote at all. Tracy voted yes.
I'm sorry, I was disconnected. Voting yes to table.
Okay, thank you. So Strom was yes, Tracy was yes, Andrea was no, Joe was yes, Sean was yes, Leslie was no. Okay, Summer. Summer, you voted yes, did you not?
That's correct.
Rico abstained. Bill Crozier voted no. Alberto voted no. Richard voted no. Nia voted no. Kathy voted yes. Jennifer voted yes. Alex voted yes. Alonzo did not vote. Campbell. Okay. Wait a minute. Campbell voted no. Marcel voted no. Kimmery abstained. Bennett voted no. And Wangaza voted yes.
And what does that come to?
One, two, three.
Nine yes and eight no. One abstention.
Thank you.
What's the vote?
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4.
9 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention.
I count
okay.
9.
I vote,
nine.
I vote no, the motion fails.
No, I count.
It's
9-9.
You're the secretary. What's the vote?
I count 9 yeses, 8 no's, and 1 abstention.
Okay, I vote no, the motion fails. We go to a vote on the original motion.
You
which
know, I really like to rehab that vote. There is so much confusion here that I would I request that we
agree. We just had a call. We just had a roll call. Anybody who objected to how they were voted could have done so. There's
no was changes in the middle of that,
Chair.
George. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm just saying.
I'm saying the vote's over.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, the vote is concerned. The secretary gave me the vote. The chair declared the vote over. The next question is the vote on the proposed Pacific Affiliates Task Force structure. Afia, would you take the vote on that? Roll on that, unless someone wants to make
a
motion to extend time.
Whenever there was a difficulty.
Is there a motion to extend time?
Motion to extend for 15 minutes.
Is there a second to that? Didn't hear a second.
Motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Afia, yes. Would you take a roll on that, please? A yes vote is to extend time, a no vote is to not extend time.
Okay. All right. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Lauren? Hello?
We can hear you.
Lauren?
Yes?
Whoever has that phone, would they please stop that? Very annoying.
It used to be in Ebbets Field. Okay.
Bill Crozier.
Oh, excuse me, I didn't.
What the hell is
I didn't hear.
I meant to say, please.
Rico's vote.
Rico voted yes.
Yeah, I heard yes.
Alberto Luera.
No.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Thank you. Mia Gadiaco.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Who is doing that?
What
please
is
stop
that?
It. I mean, you must know who it is.
Is
please
so
mute yourself
annoying.
If you've got that in your environment.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo's not here. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimberly Orndorff.
Yes.
Mark
Del Rio. Does everyone know what they're voting on? This is the affiliates. I'm not sure what
this is
extending time.
They're voting on extending
time. Right. Sorry.
No.
Who? Okay.
Who was that? That said no.
Who is saying no?
Marcel,
are you saying no?
Yes, no, on the extension of time.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Ifea Wangaza? I'm going to pass for the moment. Joe Wanzala?
Sorry, what is this voting on?
To extend time.
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No. Yes.
Shraw Magmir?
Abstain.
I think I was the only one, so I will vote yes. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 10, no.
Okay, so the motion fails to extend time. We need to go to a vote on the motion itself, which is to propose the Pacific Affiliates Task Force structure. Fia, would you take the roll on that? A yes vote means you approve the structure. A no vote means you don't.
George, this is Nia.
Yes.
Can I move to postpone to the next meeting because this thing needs more work? Can I do that now?
You can't move to postpone now, no.
Second.
Okay.
You can't move to postpone in the middle of a vote. You move
we
the
haven't
table
started the vote.
Was called.
So please
the
go ahead.
Called.
Take the vote on this.
We have not started a vote, George.
Right.
We are out of time.
Haven't.
There is nothing else to do but vote. We just voted on not extending time. What's in front of us is a vote. We are in a vote. Please take the vote.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Am I correct in assuming that the two affiliate directors have different points of view on this motion?
You could say that. Yes.
You caught on.
Thank you.
Yes.
Point of information.
Was there more to that, Rico?
No.
Okay. Please take the vote, Afia.
Point of information. What exactly are we voting on? I just heard...
We're voting on the proposed Pacific Affiliates Task Force structure to approve that as the Affiliates Task Force structure.
And point of information?
Point of order, George.
Summer, first, your point of information.
Was that really long thing that Bill read,
that
right?
That really long thing that Jim wrote at the beginning, exactly.
Okay, thank you. Just clear, that's the motion. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.